This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, started the show with this morning. This is the dots the media will not connect for you, especially not the financial media. J.D. Vance, as he's flying into India to help conduct trade talks. Media wants you to think everything's over. It's all done. We're headed for financial disaster. Nothing will ever change. You're going to be poor. Blah, 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 blah. This headline runs in the Financial Times of India. And they're not telling us this, okay? Everybody hates us. America's a pariah. We should just go ahead and let them finish eating our lunch. All trade deals should be benefit them, deficit us. We should just keep going. Wait a minute. India likes the tariffs? Wait, what? Not the tariffs on them, no, but the tariffs in general. Headline, India's retail industry, this was the lead article, may gain as Trump's tariffs singe Chinese exports. Wait, India's excited about this? Yeah, they're looking at a new, bigger, expanded trade partnership with America. Which is kind of cool, Lee, since last I checked, they weren't trying to kill us.
Yeah, there is that.
Let's see. I mean, I'm about sick and tired of these people who are like, ooh, we better not say boo to China. They killed millions of people with the virus. What? They lied about it to give it time to spread. They wrote themselves an out clause in Donald Trump's last trade deal with them. If there's a virus, they get to get out of it. They did. They used it. It never went into effect. Now they're threatening the Biden administration in December. They volunteered, hey, yeah, not only are we inside all of your equipment, think nuke plants, water treatment plants, ports. Not only are we inside all that equipment, we can run a ship into the Baltimore Bridge anytime we want. Not only are we inside all of your equipment, by the way, we did this in retaliation for you supporting Taiwan. They volunteered it. That is a threat. The idea that, well, you know, but they got cheap stuff. They just, you know, we're just going to let them kill us. Folks, having China make your pharmaceuticals and your fentanyl is not a long-term survival strategy. They have killed 250,000 of us. They are hostile. They are threatening us right now. And India's like, we kind of like this. So that was the first thing to drop, right? That's April 21st. Okay, so yesterday, that headline as J.D. Vance is making his way into India. Headline number two. India imposes temporary tariff on some steel to stem cheap imports from China. Ouch. 12% steel tariff. As I said earlier on the show, whose idea do you think that was?
Yeah.
That sounds like it came right from the Trump administration. Sure sounds like an embargo to me. Article number three, the panic by China. Headline, CNBC, China vows retaliation against countries that follow U.S. calls to isolate Beijing. What's really interesting about the very specific way they worded it, they did not specify that this retaliation would be financial, tariffs, or otherwise. They did use the word reciprocal, but they did not use the word tariff. Why? Because China knows, the world knows what they did and what they've gotten away with and how many people they've killed. They know. We know. And China's using that fear. Yeah, we might retaliate economically. Oh, you know, we got viruses with a 20, 30, 40% kill rate. We got those. See that bioweapons lab that illegal immigrant from China set up in America right there? The one, yeah, we got caught, but we could do it again. America's a big place. You know, the one with deadly vials of COVID, not the COVID virus that was actually released, but a deadlier one. Yeah, that bioweapons lab. What was the purpose of it? I don't know. Nobody does. It disappeared into the bowels of the FBI. We never heard about it again. All these other countries, their intel agencies know all this. They know all this. So when China says, vows retaliation, our financial media can pretend that's just financial, but it's not. It could come in any way. It could be millions of your citizens dead. China wouldn't hesitate. They've already done it. But to me, Lee, this looks weak. Looks desperate.
Yeah, it does.
It's pathetic.
Well, they are at this point because this is already having an impact on their local economy.
So to me, that says Trump's got the upper hand for the moment. We'll see how it ends. Could end badly. Our Achilles heel, and I've been saying this going in, you know, you do not want to go into a trade war with Congress spending like drunken sailors on the verge of a debt death spiral. I mean, you don't want to do it. But I know what Trump's doing. He's thinking, well, if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of risk here. And they understand that. And they're trying to tank these markets. So, and what's so wild is really honestly watching the financial and the media and the Democrats work hand in hand with China and try to help them any way that they can. Because that's what's really going on here. And it's disgusting. But if you think about it, we've seen this before. I mean, look at the timing of what Trump just put out. COVID.gov, which is on whitehouse.gov, and it's a timeline of how COVID absolutely came from China and was released from the lab and how it has components not found in nature. In other words, it was engineered. Okay. But how did it get to China, though? Democrats, Fauci, Peter Daszak, Echo Health Alliance. I mean, we can trace it from the lab at UNC Chapel Hill to Echo Health Alliance to China. What does that mean? Lee, our country hasn't come to terms mentally with what that means.
No. No.
Yes, China engineered a deadly virus. Yes, it got out at just the absolute perfect, most convenient time to scuttle the trade deal, which would have really hurt the Chinese Communist Party, would have really hurt the Chinese economy. Would have maybe even led to an overthrow of the Chinese Communist Party, which is what Trump, I think, really wants. Because if you can make China into Japan, in other words, a democracy run by free people, it'd be huge. It would be, that's how you ultimately neuter China. That's ultimately what you do. I mean, that would be like the creme de la creme. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but that would be it, okay? But let's go back to what we haven't faced up to as a country. We have not admitted to ourselves psychologically, and we must before it is too late. This virus, yes, came out of the lab, but how did it get there? How did it get from UNC Chapel Hill to that lab? Partnership. Partnership with operatives for the Democrat Party. That's how. You think that's not still going on? You think they won't do anything to defend China? You think they're not partnering with China now to take out Donald Trump? And if the economy gets crushed, oh well? Because they are. They've done it before. America hasn't processed this yet. So when you look at all of the coverage and all of the chaos and all of these folks, 80% of Wall Street donations now go to Democrats. They're all in lockstep. They're all pro-China, or they know not to rock the boat. You've got an American elite. You've got Democrats like Anthony Fauci. By the way, on Fox News this morning, that's nice. 2019, he's worth $7.5 million. Now he's worth $15. How does that happen? All while acquiring a 10-year criminal pardon for his activities from 2014 till now? What does that tell you? The Democrats know he committed a lot of crimes to get China here. They know. And look, they'd throw him out to dry, Lee. They'd throw him out to dry in a minute if those crimes didn't track right back to them. That's why they pardoned him. See what we're up against? It's all connected. And the beauty of it is that and this should have gotten bigger play. I think this is a bigger story, that on that website, you know, whitehouse.gov, the COVID section that Trump broke this weekend, is that the DOJ is criminally investigating Echo Health Alliance. That's scary for Democrats. It's scary for Hunter Biden. Notice he got a pardon covering almost exactly the same years as Fauci. Weird, right? When Metabiota, again, was the first company, his startup capital, Rosemont Seneca, startup capital corp funded, was Metabiota the only company allowed to do research inside the Wuhan lab? Goldman Sachs invested in it too? It's weird. It's all weird. When they read that, DOJ investigating, that sends a cold chill down their spines. Because you can't get COVID. You can't get to China. You can't get to any of it. You can't get to the Wuhan lab without going straight through the Democrat Party and their operative Anthony Fauci. You can't do it. So are we going to do this thing? Are we going to finally admit who China is? Because if America looked at China like I just did in this segment, this isn't about trade. It's not about cheap stuff. It's not about Nikes. It's war. It's survival. It's will they trigger a nuclear meltdown? Will they poison our water? Will they do God knows what? Melt down the grid? Oh, Tara, that's a conspiracy. I got that from the FBI director who said the biggest existential threat for grid meltdown is, say it with me, China. China. So when China says we might retaliate, but they don't say exactly how, that's what they mean. Do you want to keep buying your cheap stuff from them? Because COVID was really, really expensive. Well, this is weird. There's what? Like 195 countries on Earth, roughly? Exactly 195 countries on Earth. Why do these people trying to kill Trump all seem to have connections to the same countries? It's super duper weird. But here we go again. A newly unsealed FBI affidavit reveals that 17-year-old Wisconsin native Nikita Kasup, who murdered his parents, stole $14,000 in cash and plotted to assassinate President Trump using a militarized drone, was communicating via Telegram with an overseas phone number registered to Vodafone Ukraine, one of Ukraine's largest mobile carriers. The second Trump assassin with Ukraine connections. Weird. The Telegram account linked to the overseas phone number, it's registered under Vodafone Ukraine, was found to be communicating in Cyrillic script, specifically written in the Ukrainian language. The Telegram username translates to Roman Viktorovich, a shadowy figure linked to a foreign cell guiding a would-be Trump assassin. Weird. So the Telegram display name, Romanian, the country code 380. And it's, folks, the conversations. It really, really weird. I mean, it's not like this is the first time this has happened. Folks, we still don't know Thomas Matthew Crooks. He was communicating via encrypted platforms with accounts tied to servers overseas. Remember Donald Trump fired off an executive order declassifying all of this stuff so we could find out about Crooks? You heard anything about that since? No, why? Because the FBI is still refusing to give it up. Remember Congress subpoenaed 33,000 pages on these assassinations? They know almost nothing. Ryan Ruth, also direct out of Ukraine. In fact, in a Ukrainian Azov battalion recruitment video. He's the guy in the recruitment video. He was taken so seriously as a legitimate operator on behalf of the Ukrainian government for recruitment that the New York Times interviewed him. Now they're trying to pass him off as some nut. He's just crazy. He thinks he has relationships in Ukraine. You interviewed him as a Ukrainian recruiter. You painted him as a hero. You thought he was a serious actor. While the FBI has confirmed the existence of these encrypted communications and their foreign server locations, it has not disclosed the names of the specific platforms Crooks used or the individuals he communicated with. Of course not. Of course not. There's only three possibilities here. Folks, I'm going to tell you how it's going to end. It's going to be Mexican cartels. It's going to be Iran. It's going to be Ukraine. It's going to be one of the three. It's going to be one of the three. Have you noticed Donald Trump has a very, very bad, almost warlike attitude toward all three entities? Have you seen the way he treats Ukraine? Well, if they sent an assassin to kill me, I wouldn't be too excited about them either, now would I? And folks, understand, whatever the truth is of Ryan Routh, and there's a bombshell there, or the FBI wouldn't be hiding. If this guy was just nuts and delusional and cuckoo, they would have let all this out. They have it. 33,000 pages Congress requested. They got zero. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Never forget, also on the Ukrainian assassination list with bounties on their heads, Jack Posobiec, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, Donald Trump. So bad that when J.D. Vance was in the Senate, never forget this, he wrote a letter to the Pentagon saying this, I mean, this has got to stop. They cannot be putting bounties on American pundits' heads for murder. But we all pretend. We just pretend none of this is going on. We're like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, give Ukraine more money to kill Trump. I mean, come on, folks. Somebody needs to ask a question here. This is weird. So this is from the FBI filing on behalf of the 17-year-old killed his parents. He was communicating with someone in Ukraine. Now, this is one of these, he wasn't imagining that he was communicating with someone in Ukraine. He was actually communicating with someone in Ukraine at a deep level. They were having in-depth conversations about how to kill Trump with a drone. Weird, right? Just weird. This keeps happening. Do you know how you, I mean, you saw how Trump treated Zelensky, right? I mean, you saw that. And for those that don't get a lot of real news, it was sort of baffling. It seemed like Trump was kind of picking on the poor guy. Well, it all changes when you realize these people have bounties for murder on Elon Musk's head. Paid for with your taxpayer dollars, of course, because what better use would there be? I am sick and tired of the FBI thinking they have the right to withhold this stuff. You want to hear some of this conversation? How long will I need to hide before I will be moved to Ukraine? 1 or 2 months? He's asking. Also, I probably should brush up on, he was talking about on his, you know, on his language skills, because I can understand just fine, but speaking's harder, LOL. Another question. So while in Ukraine, I'll be able to get a normal job and have a normal life, question mark, even if when it's found out I did it. Here's another weird one. Do the other 10 people also have similar beliefs to I, or are they different? Whoever's on the other side's answering. As to why specifically Trump, I think it's obvious. By getting rid of the president, perhaps the vice president, this is guaranteed to bring in some chaos. And not only that, but it will further bring into the public the idea that assassinations and accelerating the collapse are possible things to do. What were they planning to use? A drone with a dropping mechanism. Anyway, yeah, so the drone would drop a bomb with nuts, bolts, needles. So I will need that. He was also discussing payouts. 195 countries, y'all. Two of the three assassins connected to Ukraine. I don't, it's weird. It's weird. By the way, if you want to understand Trump's attitude toward Iran, which is the correct one, when the Ayatollah personally promises to assassinate you and everyone around you on his Twitter feed, and then we catch two assassins doing exactly that, one of whom partnered with a cartel hitman. They're both, by the way, on their way to trial. Can you see why Trump is treating the border the way he is, why he's militarizing it, why he's hostile to Ukraine? It all makes sense, doesn't it? Because he knows who we're at war with by who's trying to kill him. Babylon Bee, honestly, gets it the best. They really do. Headline, people who bypassed legal process in migrating to the USA demand legal process before being kicked out. Trump asking the right question this morning. How can Biden let millions of criminals into our country totally unchecked and unvetted with no legal authority to do so? Yet I, in order to make up for this assault on our nation, am expected to go through a lengthy legal process separately for each and every criminal alien. As usual, two different standards, only leading to the complete and total destruction of the USA, he writes. Make America great again. Trump also pointing out in an overnight post, it would take 200 years to have hearings for all of these people. Yes, that's the whole point. You know what's amazing about that, though? Joe Biden did not have congressional authority to allow hundreds of thousands of illegals into this country to conduct those flights where you get a QR code and you go right through the airport with no ID, by the way, of any kind. If you're a terrorist, great. If you're not, oh, well, good. That works, too. You can't just do that. That's why they initially lied about those flights. They were illegal. They said, no, that's misinformation. UK Daily Mail doubled down, said, no, it's not. They're happening. They finally admit, yeah, they flew over 500,000 people in that way. In answer to Trump's question, in part, it's because we didn't sue and they do. It's part of it. It's a big part of it. But Babylon Bee nails this. People who bypass legal process and migrate in the U.S. demand legal process before being kicked out. And look, Stephen Miller, losing his mind, nails this.
It's insane to all thinking people. You have, in this case, illegal aliens from Venezuela sent here by Maduro who are members of a foreign terrorist organization, Tren de Aragua, an organization that the intelligence community has found, is operating at the direction of a hostile, adversarial foreign regime carrying out criminal enterprises to destabilize the political system in the United States. Those are the facts when it comes to TDA. So they're all illegal, they're all gang members, they're all foreign terrorists. And now facts. We are being told that they cannot be expelled from our country without an extraordinary amount of individualized adjudication at the district court, circuit court, Supreme Court, up and down, up and down, up and down. No American citizen receives this level of so-called due process. This isn't due process. This is called infinity process to keep you here forever. Yeah. That's what this is.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
No American citizen charged with a crime, with a serious crime inside the United States, a U.S. born American citizen, receives this kind of process. Millions of dollars in free legal services, representation at every single level. I mean, do you think that there is any, for example, any American citizen who was persecuted, who was innocent related to January 6th? Do you think they could just get this kind of relief, this kind of process?
No.
It was never available to them.
Yeah.
The whole system was rigged against them, just like it's rigged in favor of illegal alien invaders.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, what other country does this? Sending representatives to retrieve terrorists in another country who are not even citizens. Now, did you hear what the Democrats were demanding overnight? Oh, this is priceless. They're demanding daily proof of life. Something they never demanded of the American Hamas hostages, of which they almost never spoke. Got so bad at one point that the hostages' parents, Jewish parents, So that's part of the problem right there. Democrat Party has issue with Jews. They just do. It's becoming more and more apparent, more and more disgusting by the day. Had to stand up with signs when Biden spoke. They were following him around the country with signs about their kids. Is he alive? Is he dead? Will you address it? Well, their kids were Americans. That's the problem. So thus, second-class citizens. Meanwhile, this is what you get if you are an illegal immigrant, i.e. first-class citizen in America.
Four House Democrats visited El Salvador yesterday to push for the suspected gang member's release, but were denied a meeting with him. And now they are demanding daily proof of life updates.
We're not the first here. We're not going to be the last members of Congress fighting and demanding the return of Abrego Garcia.
We have written a letter just as of 30 minutes ago to Secretary of State Marco Rubio demanding daily proof of life for Mr. Abrego Garcia. He is a father. He is a husband. He's a union member.
Meanwhile, folks, you may be confused, okay, because your liberal friends and family members are walking around in a frothing terror that they are going to be deported. Personally, I think, what? Is it crazy? No, but if you take in their media, you think that because the fake news never gets corrected. Like another Drudge headline was just blown up. Drudge is liberal now. I don't know if you've checked it out lately. They had this fake story about Germans traveling to the U.S. and picked up German teens traveling to the U.S., jailed and deported, and that it was a mistake. It wasn't. One was using a visitor visa while the other visa waiver, using the visa waiver program. Both claimed they were touring California, but later admitted they intended to work, something strictly prohibited under U.S. immigration law for those visas. Bam, out the door they go. They leave these parts out. Then there was the story of the Florida man. Oh, yeah, he's a U.S. citizen and his family was just begging Trump and, you know, Trump administration. Here's his Social Security number. Here's his way. But they're just so cruel. They try to deport him anyway because he's Hispanic. No. For whatever reason, the guy's nuts. He signed a sworn statement that he was in the country illegally and told immigration enforcement officials he was in the country illegally. He did this, by the way, in Spanish. So you're like, okay, we'll deport you. Things the media leaves out. This is why when they tell lies like this, they're able to build on those lies like bricks in a wall to get to this from Joy Reid on MSNBC.
To me, that is why Kilmar Abrego Garcia's specific case, the 75% of the folks who have been sent, the men who have been sent there that don't have criminal records, that is why this is so important. Because if they could do it to them, if they could snatch students off the street without any pushback or recourse, they will do it to any of us. To be very clear, it's going to be the people of color and vulnerable communities that are next in line.
I think that's right. And that's certainly part of why the African-American community is so strongly behind the supporting Kilmar.
Yeah, we're like, we are not for this.
Yeah, because as you just said, if they're going to whisk them away.
See, but they believe this because they didn't get the follow-ups to the fake headlines. This is not a Babylon Bee story. Although you'd be forgiven for double-checking it. Rex Paris, mayor of Lancaster, California, has gone viral for comments he made back in February, where he doubled down on his recommendation of allowing homeless in his jurisdiction to have as much government-provided fentanyl as they would like. Part of the purge, he said, instead of just concentrating them in a camp, as most cities seek to do, he said, look, we'll just give them all the fentanyl that they want. Well, this caused, understandably, an uproar. Fentanyl is deadly. And rather than apologizing, as some of his constituents were demanding that he do, he doubled down. This was in February at a city council meeting. No, what I want to do is give them free fentanyl, he said. To which a speaker addressing the city council asked him, could you restate yourself? He said, I want to give them all of the fentanyl that they want. Well, an uproar has ensued. People demanding the removal of the mayor, and they're absolutely outraged. He said, the homeless are responsible for most of our robberies, most of our rapes, and at least half of our murders. He said, there's nothing we can do for these people. Hmm. Well, he's probably not long for elected office making comments like that. People are rightly outraged. Anyway, you should see the city council meeting when they came to blister him. But I couldn't help but wonder, isn't that China's policy? Well, isn't that China's policy? They've killed 250,000 of us since 2017. And wow, I've never seen anybody get that, man. It's their policy. We even know how they do it. They ship the chemicals to the cartels, and the cartels mix them up. We've had the former head of the DEA for Washington, D.C. on this show, and he said, listen, yes, they are using fentanyl to increase the addictiveness of some drugs they sell, right, to get their margins up, their costs down. True. He said, but there's this other thing going on, too. It is not an accident that you get a bottle of pills, a bag of pills, and two of them are deadly, but the rest are fine. Why? So that kids will say to their friends, yeah, no, it's Xanax. It's fine. I took one last night. Here, have one. Kid's dead. These are not your typical drug users. Yes, there's some of them dying of fentanyl too. There's some homeless, I'm sure, too. But there's also people who were raised on ADHD prescriptions, Adderall, who are now out of the house and know they could buy it on Instagram. So what do? They buy it on Instagram. First three were great. Number four, you're dead. Why? This is asymmetric warfare. So I'm just confused here, because what this mayor laid out, hey, we'll just give them all the fentanyl they want. Free fentanyl. Well, let's get rid of the homeless population that way. They'll probably take it. How is that different from China? Why are we outraged by one, but not the other? Why? Well, the homeless don't give us cheap stuff. They don't give us cheap things made with slave labor. Cool. So we should probably buy all our pharmaceuticals from them too. Sounds like a great long-term plan.